Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Yes, we want this to be your best year ever. We want this to be our best year ever. Folks, all you need to, if we were to simplify things, to have it be a better year, perhaps the best year, is tune in to Joyce Barry and Friends and listen to our show every day. Great guests, great topics, always to make a positive impact in your life. Welcome to our show today with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this one.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Today, folks, I can't wait to hear this show today. Healthier you can be a wealthier you. If you think there is no connection between your health and wealth, think again. While every healthy person is not rich and every sick person is not poor, there is verifiable evidence that reveals the unlikely link between health and wealth. A fabulous famous health guru, Beverly Nadler, shares some of the remarkable research and surprising statistics that are part of that research. May this fascinating show inspire and motivate you to do what it takes to create a healthier and wealthier you. Beverly Nadler, welcome to the show. Always interested in everything you have to say on the air and off the air, but today I'm really anxious, sitting here, pen in hand, to get this message. Welcome.
Thank you, Joyce. As always, it is a pleasure to be here. I look forward to Thursdays to be on your show, and also because in whatever show I'm doing, I decide to do additional research, and I find some fascinating facts, and especially for today's show. So I am ready to begin because there's a lot of information, and most of it we haven't actually covered on this show before. There is a growing body of research that documents a strong link between healthy behaviors and personal prosperity, and not just because being in shape helps to keep your medical costs down, which of course is very important, because if you're dipping into your savings or into your retirement funds to take care of medical expenses, that is certainly affecting your wealth. But it's more than that, and that's what makes this show so interesting. Your physical and mental health affect how much you earn and how well you manage money. So I'm going to give you some amazing research in a very short time. You know certain things, of course, certain connections. For instance, it's obvious that if you smoke, you're burning through thousands of dollars a year on cigarettes. If you struggle with your weight, you're more likely to have different kinds of chronic conditions, high blood pressure, diabetes, long-term medical bills. So this is obvious, but other connections are not so obvious. And as the founder and CEO of HealthView Services, which is a Danvers, Massachusetts company that provides retirement healthcare cost data and tools to financial advisors, what he says is take care of your body and it will have more of an impact than you would think on your finances, your psyche, and of course your overall quality of life. When you're fit and healthy, you cut healthcare costs, of course, but you also raise your game at work. You stay employed longer, you earn more money, and some financial planners now are even putting into their plans, telling their clients how to improve their health and how health boosts their bottom line, whether it's losing weight because you save a great deal of money on life insurance, or whether it's managing chronic illness to avoid costly hospitalization. So financial planners are now getting into the importance of good health. And a lot of companies, especially large companies, are also helping. Some of them are having health plans at work, that is fitness plans, and they're supporting their employees in becoming healthier. In fact, in one survey, 84% of companies that are part of a certain survey plan to continue or expand workplace wellness programs over the next few years. You can even earn money. You can earn an average of about $650 for just taking part. Plus, you get access to free or low-cost coaching and classes. And it's important, if you're working for a large company, find out, do they have any support for getting fit? Because companies now are beginning to see that investments in employee well-being is just as important as investing in their training and in their safety.
Beverly, like you started off by saying, weight, you're buying your health kind of things, what to lose weight, all the money you put into all those things and smoking, all those cigarettes, addictions, I might add, if you're on drugs, if you're gambling, all those addictions. So right away we can see that connection without those things, how you would have more money. So as the show progresses, I can't wait to hear what else, because as you said, that's the obvious. So What is it we need to know, Beverly Nadler?
Well, here are some things that are not so obvious, and that is how it shows up as you approach retirement. And again, these are not just something out of the blue. This is real statistical evidence done by National Board of Economic Research. Then there's the Cooper Institute, and there's the University Medical Center researchers. All of these have done a tremendous amount of research to come up with these figures. So let me give you one that is rather startling. And that is that from the 20th health percent of healthiest people to the 20th percent of least healthy people, the difference in the assets that they have at retirement age. Okay, starting with 1992, the least healthy are likely to have $167,900. Think that's a lot? Well, the healthiest have $361,300. That is pretty much double, okay? The next in 2000, these are when they do these different surveys, the least healthiest are likely to have $208,400, and the healthiest are likely to have $638,700. And finally, 2008, the least healthiest, $206,500. You can see it doesn't change very much. But the healthiest, the 20% healthiest, are likely to have $748,500.
Yeah, that is surprising indeed. It's not something any of us would have put together, the average person. But
you
the consummate researcher, would find that. Go ahead.
So knowing that, And the reason for this show, aside from the fact that the figures are startling and fascinating, is to motivate people to say, you know what? It's important for me to get healthy. I really have to start paying attention. And I'll tell you that we have shows on good health frequently, aside from every week when I'm on and I talk about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. There are other people that Joyce interviews and works with on this wonderful show, Joyce Barry and Friends. Tremendous amounts of information that are easy to follow. We make things uncomplicated for you folks. So it's important for you to get motivated and inspired to think of that. Some more research, midlife fitness means lower medical expenses later on in life. And so this is a graph, and it goes from age 65 to age 85, starting down with somewhere around maybe $5,000. And the very fit are spending on an average, of course, we're talking about, less than $10,000. And the less fit are going over $20,000. That's a big chunk of expenses in health care costs. And that we're talking about annual health care costs that people have. Yes, there's insurance and there's Medicare. They're not going to cover it all. They haven't for a long time. Okay, on to another statistic. Poor health could force you to retire sooner than you would like to. And you call this is called expectations versus reality. Workers who expect to retire before 65, 24%. However, workers who actually do retire before 65 are 69%. And then the really early retirees who can't even wait to 65 because of poor health or disability, they are, the average is at 55%. That's a tremendous amount of difference between retirement. Remember, if you can stay working longer, for one thing, because of Social Security goes up, but also some companies allow people to work longer. And that's wonderful because older people who are in good health, good physical health, mental health, contribute a tremendous amount to the workplace.
And being in tremendous health, you contribute in more ways than you can imagine because you are able to have the wherewithal to make a difference in your life and other lives, and to the degree that you're incapacitated for whatever the reason, you're not going to be very much use to yourself or to others.
Very true. Very, very true. You know, let's begin with fitness. Fitness has to do with exercise. We have become a nation of, what we call it, not just couch potatoes. That's the term for people who sit and watch TV all the time. But that's not the only issue. The issue is we're sitting in front of computers. We're driving. We're playing, when I say we, I'm talking about people, video games. When we eat, of course, we're sitting, which I think is, I don't know, probably a good thing to do. But much less exercise is happening in this world today than it used to. And yet, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tell us that we don't need a lot of exercise. You know, fitness trends come and go, and there are people, of course, who enjoy doing specific kinds of exercise. But they're talking about something as simple as 150 minutes of moderate intensity a week. You know, 150 minutes, we're talking about just 2.5 hours a week. And, of course, you don't want to do it all at the same time. You break it up in your days. But that's not a tremendous amount of exercise. Anybody can do that. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on exercise. There is, it's true, some people, when I say need coaches, because they have to, because of their emotional, mental state, personality, have to be accountable. Okay. But for others, you know, just get some comfortable walking shoes or running shoes. It's not essential for you to go to gym classes and get all kinds of fancy clothes. Talking about saving money here. We're talking about just getting your body moving. It's really, really important. And as far as finances go, it says here, according to this research, hitting the gym 3 times a week has been tied to higher pay. And they've come out with 7% average salary boost for men and 12% salary boost for women.
That is absolutely amazing. Who would have picked up on that correlation? You know, I've heard so many different areas where they say exercise is essential, and now you just added another one as well.
Yeah, it is. It's essential for your health, and it will actually help you become wealthier. So health and wealth. Then we have weight, and many people are aware of that. The idea is to slim down as much as you can, but that's not easy. It truly is not easy. A lot of companies now are actually paying their employees to get involved with wellness programs that are designed specifically for weight. There's a lot of difference in the kind of insurance that people have to pay. For instance, a 40-year-old obese man will pay twice as much for life insurance than someone who is in good health and is not obese or is at normal weight. And then there's a study in 2012, study published. This is very interesting. In the International Journal of Obesity, and they asked participants to evaluate resumes with photos. Now, they didn't meet the people. They didn't talk to the people. They read the resumes, and all of these people had similar resumes. In other words, they all would be fit for the job. They didn't stick in some people who obviously could not possibly be considered. They put in people who were able to be productive, who were creative. But the ones who had photographs, and they all had to have photographs, and they were overweight, they received lower starting salaries and were said to have less leadership potential. Now, when I said to have, that was an opinion, a judgment formed just because the person was overweight. And this is a bias, of course, but on the average, obese workers earn 2.5% less than those of comparable abilities with normal weights.
Wow, it is indeed fascinating. Agreed. Something else that's fascinating is your extraordinary poem on why people should be listening to this show every day. So let's take a one-moment break to hear that fabulous poem and have people join in, not just today. Check back on yesterday's show as well, which was with your very own daughter, Laura Nadler, a great show called Stop the Bullying. Every show we offer something to profoundly impact your life. So here in Health Guru Beverly's own voice and own words is the importance of this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Hello? Hello?
Difficulty.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I had a technical difficulty. Sorry about that. After the poem concluded, I started to say that you can join us in making sure this stays the number one show. And all you need to do is log into JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And on the upper left on the home page, you will see my picture. And right under that, it says follow. And just by clicking on follow, you'll see every show, every guest, every topic in an email that you will get. So you need not miss any of our shows. Sorry about the technicality, folks. Let us continue with health guru extraordinaire Beverly Nadler.
Well, I want to tell you that that poem, which was an inspiration that came to me, describes what this show is about. And it is something that will not only help you health-wise, because we have all these shows on health, but help you in your motivation, inspiration, and a lot of humor. Lots of wonderful things, and every day is a surprise because there's something different. And we're going to continue with why health and wealth are linked and what to do about it. We're talking about weight loss. And an interesting study that was done by the National Bureau Business Group on healthy and that was by Fidelity Investments, an investment company. They said that participants in a weight loss program, and this is from the workplace that offers that, and many companies, not all, but some companies offer it, the incentive was $161, and when they reached a healthy weight, they got an additional $109. So not an enormous amount of money, but it's a nice incentive. The best free help they found was something that anybody can do. Just need a little motivation, you need the will, and that is to keep a food diary, because they found that people who actually kept a food diary were able to lose a great deal more weight. It was the mindfulness that made it possible for them just by keeping a food diary. So you might try that, because the mind begins to look and say, do I need that? Do I need that food? Maybe I don't need that. So there's a whole lot of things you can do. They also found that Weight Watchers was a very, very successful program. And I know Oprah was involved in it. She may still be involved in it now, because it actually was and is an effective. And it's not the only thing to do, folks, but it's just one of the suggestions to look into that. You don't need
Oprah
to go
Oprah is
to
involved in it now, and she has a share as a small partner in Weight Watchers.
Aha, wonderful. Okay. And we know Oprah. She wouldn't go into something that she didn't fully believe in, because it has merit. So, and it's a very, very inexpensive program also. Let's look at smoking now. Yes, smoking is an addiction. Fortunately, there are, there's a lot of different groups, some of them free, there's hypnosis, there's different places that you can call. In fact, there's something called here 800-QUIT-NOW to find out about what's going on in your city and your state that can help you. Because they said when you have help, you're trying to quit cold turkey is very difficult. It is an addiction. It's very difficult. The chance of success when you have help increases by 40%. So please, if you want to stop smoking, which I certainly hope you do, I mean, for many reasons, health being huge, but look at the cost of insurance. A 40-year-old man in good health, their annual premium for a $500,000 term policy is $342. A 40-year-old man in good health who smokes, their annual premium is $1,515.
Beverly, on that 1-800-QUIT-NOW, is that specifically related to smoking or any addiction where they help you?
Well, what it says, what the information I have, is that it has to do with smoking.
Okay, got it. Good resource.
And
thank you.
Look at the difference in your insurance. And, you know, people can say, well, I'll lie. But you know what? When they ever find out that you lied on your insurance, that's the end of your insurance. There is no more insurance. You're not going to be able to stay insured. So that would not be something that you want to do. So, yeah. But look at that, 40% more success. That should definitely help you to absolutely want to get some help. Stress. Okay, now, of course, we know stress affects everything, but we don't necessarily think about it as affecting money, but of course it does, because stress is the number one cause of illness. In the first place, almost every doctor or a researcher will tell you that. The more anxious you are, the more distracted you are, the more your performance at work is hurt. So it's very important to deal with stress. And of course, we're always going to have stress. We have to understand that. We're stressing over stress makes no sense. We've done some marvelous shows on it, by the way, and I highly recommend that you go to Joyce Barry and Friends and go to the menu and put in the words stress, Beverly Nadler. You will find a number of shows, and they're all to some degree different because there's so many recommendations and so much information, but you really need to take care of that because they found that absenteeism is very much more prevalent from people who are in the stress cycle. And one of the biggest things that people stress over is money. So it's really important to deal with that. And there is management programs. There are free management programs. There's mindfulness classes. And some of the companies, again, you need to ask your company, your human resource division, do they have programs on this? Because sometimes people just aren't aware of them. And then the fact also is sometimes a company will not think of instituting a program, but if enough people say, you know, we really would like this, and you can even quote some statistics on it, you know, you may get your company to be willing to help you. But one of the things that definitely helps with stress, there are many, and as I said, we've got shows on it, is meditation, just sitting quietly with yourself. Allow, don't try to force your mind not to think because it's your mind's job. Until it's trained, it will. Just don't follow the thoughts. Breathe, rhythmic breathing, gentle breathing, and just sit quietly. And if you can, while you're doing that, your eyes can be closed, but if they're open, look at a picture of nature, or if you happen to have nature outside of your window, just look at that without staring at it, without thinking about it. Allow your mind to relax. It absolutely helps reduce stress. And so does rhythmic breathing, breathing in gently, breathing out gently. Do this and think of it as you're doing it as I am relaxing and reducing my stress. Very, very important. And what it says here, that the sources of stress are 67% is money. Now, they did not give any particular statistics as to how much less a person makes if they're stressed. I don't think they could even come up with that. It's not a specific. But it is mentioned strongly that you need to be aware of it, you need to deal with it, and you need to recognize the importance and how it impacts on your life.
Absolutely. As you can see, folks, all these negative things that we've referenced can impact your stress level, and that impacts your health. And you could see how all those expenses occur as a result of those stresses in life. So what you need to do is to shift that, think happy thoughts, do things that make you happy, find ways where you can actually focus, where you realize that you're not happy instead of just being depressed and being unconscious about the depression, to like focus and say, okay, what can I now do to shift that and become happy? I'm very careful to keep my mind on positive images, visual images, auditory images. It's that important. And let me just share something that I wrote that makes me happy just when I hear it, and I want to share it with you, and it's called I'm Happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is Live Your Best Life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best.
Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good.
So here we have health guru Beverly Nava giving you the information through her extraordinary research, and I condensed it through my happy poem.
Well, let me say that it's very appropriate because, as Voltaire said, I am happy because it's good for my health. And as we're talking about today, it is good for our wealth. Last week, our show was about happiness and its link to health. So I advise you, I highly recommend that you tune in to last week's show. That was January 11th, which is about happiness and how that impacts on your health.
Yes, it was really, really good. Choose happiness on Jan 11. Choose happiness on January 12th. We changed the words a little bit because it's a different show. Happiness is a choice. And just to get back to Beverly's quote on Voltaire, he says, I choose to be happy because it's good for my health. And we ask you, what do you choose knowing this? So he's happy because that's his choice to be happy.
Right. And, of course, we're hoping that you will choose on this new information, if you haven't been inspired before with all of our shows on health, that because it impacts on your pocketbook, that you will make it a point to be healthier, and of course you will be happier. Be happier will help you be healthier. It all works together. The next thing we're going to mention is the statistics to give on sleep and how important sleep is. They're also that one in three people in America are sleep deprived. And what they say about sleep is that when you're sleep deprived, your productivity is lower, your mood changes, your creativity is impaired, you can't perform at your best, and it's much harder to earn raises or promotions. The recommended minimum sleep is 7 hours a night. Now, we know that some people, when we say recommended, that's an average. Some people can get by with less. Some people actually need more. Getting sleep through drugs is a very poor choice because you are not getting the benefit of sleep. REM sleep, which is rapid eye movements, is interfered with when you're taking drugs. So you want to use a natural way. We've done shows on sleep, folks, and it was important enough, and there's enough information for you to go to the menu and just put in sleep, Beverly Nadler, and you will find out about those shows. But here, as far as the finances go, they say that when people get enough sleep, you can look at a 5% increase in their income. That's a lot of money, folks. One of the newest, and I say when I say newest, latest bit of advice is because technology is, you know, pretty late in our lives. The make your bedroom a sleep zone only, and make sure you turn off screens, particularly from your computer and your cell phone, if your cell phone is next to you, that before you go to sleep, at least an hour before, because those vibrations, those frequencies, interfere with sleep. And a chronic lack of sleep is also linked to a host of illnesses, including diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. And this is from a fellow of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. He's a doctor, and he's author of Sleeping Your Way to the Top. One of the reasons, you say, what does weight have to do with it? When you don't get enough sleep, you are releasing more cortisol. Cortisol is and it comes from the adrenal glands, one of the hormones, and that tends to keep our weight on. So if you're interested in losing weight, in fact, one of the researchers said, if you're interested in losing weight and you exercise and even reduce calories, but you don't get enough sleep, you're probably fighting a losing battle. That's huge, folks. And the importance of sleep is beyond even what I can tell you here. That's why I really urge you to look for the shows that we did on it. Having the right mattress is also important. If you've got mattresses that are sinking in the middle, you're not going to get enough sleep. Some of the things that help with sleep is melatonin for some people. Also meditating before you go to sleep. And some people will need to have help. And there are some companies, large companies, that actually have sleep management programs. So take heed on that. Sleep is important. And the older we get, unfortunately, the more important it is. Also, interestingly enough, in this specific article that I was reading about sleep, said if nothing else helps, take vacation. I thought that was quite interesting. And this was a study by former NASA scientists. And they found that travelers who returned from a relaxing holiday, I point out relaxing because some people take a vacation and it's anything but relaxing. They were talking about relaxing holiday, enjoyed more than three times as much deep sleep as their non-vacationing counterparts, is the word they used, 20% after a trip and 6% normally. Now, that they're saying the sleep remains better after you take that break. So consider that. All of these are excellent choices for you. Think about them seriously. One of the things in none of these research mentioned the importance of good nutrition, but I'd like to point out that Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, "Let food be your medicine." And we've done many shows on nutrition. Nutrition was one of my prime subjects. I worked as a nutrition consultant. My mother was a nutritionist when they were considered fattest. And food, I agree very much with Hippocrates, father of medicine, food, let food be your medicine. And I want to add to that, in today's day and age, because food has deteriorated, natural supplements are very important. And again, we have done shows on that.
Absolutely. And the advice you're getting here, folks, you can't even put a price tag on it. It could change your life. It could save your life. So I ask you, when are you going to go into action to incorporate these things? And if not now, when? And here's what I have to say about that, Coach Joyce speaking. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And folks, We know you're taking notes, those of you that are really into this research, but the key is to go into action, take something you learn, anything, start with one step, move forward from there, go into action so you can actually change your life. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, Hippocrates also said, before I tell you that, folks, I want to tell you that poem that Joyce just shared with you, it really is something we've noticed with people, is not taking the step, thinking about it but not taking it. So heed that also, along with all the statistics. Now, Hippocrates also said, in disease, look to the spine first. I spend most of my adult life under chiropractic care because that's what chiropractors do. They look to the spine. And the reason for that is because your spinal cord, all of the bones, all of the messages from your brain come through your spinal cord and all of your nerves. And these are protected by your spinal column. And when some bones, with what you call vertebrae, are pinching on any nerves, they interfere with these messages coming from the brain to all parts of the body. And so what can happen is anything can be affected. But right now, when I'm not talking about the disease, I'm going to be talking specifically about the thing that chiropractors are most known for, which is pain, especially back pain, because the amount of money that people lose because they cannot work when they're in pain, especially back pain, is astronomical. And before I give you some incredible statistics about how wonderfully chiropractic can change that, I want to tell you two stories. Personal, when I say personal, I worked in my ex-husband's office, and I had the opportunity to see what was going on and hear it. One was a man who came in a wheelchair. He called up and he made an appointment. He said he'd been in a wheelchair after a stroke for 5 years, and he wanted to go to a chiropractor, and all his medical doctors said, no, they'll make you worse. And he said, how much worse can they make me? So he came to the office. Now, the man, of course, obviously was out of work. He was not an old man. He had a stroke at a young age, in his 40s. And he came in a wheelchair first, and then a few weeks later, we saw he was walking on crutches. Shortly after that, it was a cane. And finally, and this is all within a few months' time, folks, after 5 years in a wheelchair, he was walking normally. And he walked over to my little daughter, and he said, I want you to know that every day I wake up, not that she knew what he was talking about, but every day I wake up, and I thank God for my life, and I thank God for your father. Here's a man who was out of work, who was able to go back to work because he was under chiropractic care.
That is an incredible story. I totally believe it. And I've heard many such stories myself of where the doctors advise one thing and the patient makes his own mind. Again, they choose how they want to be healed. I'm not telling you not to listen to your doctors, folks, at all. But just know that your health is your choice, too, and you need to be a major part of it as well.
Right. And now let me give you the second one. There are many, but these two are outstanding, the one I just told you. And, they impact a great deal on finances. Man who was out of work from an accident. He had works of his own disability, and he was in the hospital ready for surgery. And he was told that he will either be helped, he'll still be in some pain, but his pain will be much relieved, or he will be a total cripple. That was his choice, and he had to decide what to do. He was in the hospital. His friend called him from my ex-husband's office and said, please check yourself out. Come and see if this helps you, because if it doesn't, you can always go back and have the surgery. So fortunately, the man made that choice, and he became a patient at my ex-husband's office. I worked there at the time, so I'm very familiar with these cases, especially those that we consider almost miraculous. At any rate, in 6 weeks, he was back at work. earning a living again. No more disability.
Amazing. Absolutely
amazing.
Amazing
is right. And it's what's finally happening. Years ago, AMA tried to put chiropractic out of business. There was actually a lawsuit. The chiropractors won, and they had to stop the doctors. The AMA had to stop discounting and disparaging chiropractic. Now, Harvard Medical School, in their Harvard Health letter, one of them in November of this year, and there was others, actually endorsed chiropractic for low back pain. And so that's quite something. You know, one of the concerns, and Joyce, you mentioned this before, is about the opiate addiction, dangerous drugs that people use to seek relief from pain, but they are very addictive. Well, a study in 2016 revealed that there was more than 12,000 low back pain patients, revealed that those who visited a chiropractor were 55% less likely to fill an opiate prescription, and they were 78% less annual charges for opiate prescriptions for those people who were seeking chiropractic care as opposed to those who did not.
Again, that's an amazing thing. Beverly Nadler, her website is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Her great book is Vibrational Harmony. You can purchase it in Amazon, probably in her website as well. Just briefly, because we're winding down here, just tell them why they should go to your website. What's special about your website?
Well, it's a website all about health. That's what it is. It's a resource, is a lot of tremendous information on nutrition, also on my coaching. You know, happier you is a healthier you, and I coach people to free themselves from some of the negative emotional traumas that are stopping them from being happy. There's also information on stress. And just a tremendous amount of information that can help people to have a healthier, happier life. So,
and I want to say that her coaching, she's a reprogramming coach. So when you have deep-seated issues, you need to be reprogrammed, different than a life coach, a success coach, which is my domain. So totally different. We're going to do a whole show to explain all that in the near future. So her website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. My website, JoyceBarry.com, is a life coach. And before I go back to Beverly for her concluding message and her wonderful poem to end the show, I just want to really drive home the point of how important it is that you get involved with your own health and not just heed the words, do something with the words, go into action. And if I really trust this poem might just be the formula to drive it home. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? there wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So I wrote that for all of you that actually believe there is a Sunday. Go to your calendar. Let me know if you find it in your calendar. Send it to me, and I'll be very happy to give you a very special acknowledgement. I can't find it in any of my calendars. So back to you, Beverly Nadler. I just wanted to drive home the point. All you have is now. Do something about it. Connect the health to the wealth. We gave you some really good things that you should know how they are connected. And Beverly, what message do you want to leave our audience with?
The message that I'm going to leave you with is really within the poem. I'll just say, whatever moves you, motivates you, inspires you to take action, just as Joyce pointed out, that you can improve your health. You will probably improve your wealth. And no matter what, feeling good is so important. Even if there's no, you know, people who are very wealthy, many say they give it all up to be healthy. So my final message is in this poem. Is it really too much to ask? Is being pain-free and healthy an impossible task? Most people rely on medications to free them from painful sensations. But side effects can be dangerous, it's true. So what's a person who's sick or in pain to do? Well, there's many natural ways to improve your health. And being in good health can often also improve your wealth. There's vitamins, minerals, herbs, and nutritious food. They help you heal, give you energy, and elevate your mood. Chiropractic care relieves pain and keeps your body at its peak. And you'll benefit from acupuncture, massage, and reflexology techniques. Pain is reduced with devices that use microcurrent technology. And negative emotions and trauma can be released with energy psychology. Plus, exercise, yoga, sound sleep and meditation, affirmations and mental imagery and visualization. Oh, there's so many choices. So seek and ye shall find. And as you seek, just keep an open mind. Be willing to try things that are different and new, because among them is the perfect health and perhaps wealth solution for you.
Beverly, as you were reading that, as you were sharing that, I was thinking about you. There's a couple of things about you that are impossible. One, it's impossible for you to give a show on with us, Joyce Barry and friends, that's not extraordinary and impactful. Two, what's impossible is for you to have a poem that isn't amazing, fabulous, and outstanding. And the third thing that's impossible of many is for you not to be an extraordinary friend and a wonderful partner on this show. Thank you so much for all that you are and all that you do.
Wow. Thank you, Joyce, for being there, for being my friend, for inviting me on this incredible, awesome show every week, because I absolutely love it. I love that we've been friends for decades and that you have what I consider to be the best show ever that anybody could listen to every day of the week and find something meaningful. So kudos to you, my friend. It is a mutual admiration society, but any time that you give me that kind of recognition, I tell you, I just feel it in my heart.
One heart feels the other. That's what my grandmother taught me along many, many years ago. Folks, again, Beverly, thank you for another outstanding job. My closing message is heed the advice. Really tune into our shows. Get uplifted. Stay happy. Go out and make someone happy today. And I want to share my blessing for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, happiness is a key in life to good health and wealth. When you're doing that which you love to do and you're happy doing it, you have a far greater chance of making good money, better money, and striving towards that wealth. So we invite you all to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. And as I said, go out and make someone happy today, starting with you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.